Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Don Roach, International Relations graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, September 13th, 1843, a daring act of sacrilege was committed in the early hours of the morning around 3 a.m. at the St. Paul's Chapelry House. Mrs. Jackson was asleep when she was suddenly awakened by a rustling noise. The faint silvery glow of moonlight streaming through the jalousy window revealed the silhouette of a figure standing opposite the dressing table. Believing it to be the nursery maid Jemima, perhaps searching for a match to light a candle, she called out her name. The figure gave no reply. Suspiciously, she called again, this time more loudly, but still received no response. Her voice roused her husband, the Reverend Jackson, minister of St. Paul's, who had been fast asleep. He quickly inquired what was the matter, and upon learning that a man was in the room, he leapt into action, running first to the front gallery, thinking that the intruder may have entered there. He saw nothing and hurried instead to the back gallery. There, he discovered a jalousy window open and its glass pane broken. After searching the premises, he returned to the bedroom, only to find that the thief had entered and stolen a valuable watch and chain from the dressing table. It was suspected that the intruder had broken the glass, reached in to unlock the latch fastening the window, and then climbed inside. The incident formed part of a series of burglaries that had been recently plaguing the area, including the Chapel of St. Matthias. Despite the widespread influence of religious institutions, it was hard that criminals remained bent on such deviant behavior. Furthermore, it was believed that the leniency often extended by the judiciary encouraged repeated offenses, for the punishments were deemed an insufficient deterrent. Unfortunately, the thief was never identified. It all unfolded on this day, September 13th, 1843.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.